the vault. High atop the pastoral center of the Diocese of Camden, you're listening to Talking Catholic.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Talking Catholic. It's Carrie Janice here, and I am so excited to be here today with my good friend, Mike Walsh.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm excited. I am. I'm excited for today's episode. It's going to be like none of the other episodes I've ever recorded with you before.
Yeah, that's right, because we've set a new record for one thing. We're recording this on March 4th at 10 o'clock at night.
Hey, we're night owls.
After I've been working all day, and we had a holy hour earlier, and live streaming, I was like, she goes, Mike, how about you come over and we'll do a podcast tonight. Our guest is going to be here like around 9:15, 9:30. I'm like, anything for you, Carrie. You got it. No problem.
But we roll. We are late night recorders.
We are. Fortunately, we're both night owls, so we're in good shape. However, two things. One, how is your Lent going as we are heading into week three?
Yeah. It feels like we just recorded that Lent podcast yesterday, and here we are, week three of Lent. And it's going really well. It really is. It's what I've noticed in my life a lot of the times is, you know, I make plans and God laughs at them. And so even with my Lenten sacrifices, God is like, no, I need you to suffer in other ways. And he's given me other ways to suffer on top of, you know, giving up what I've given up and doing the extra prayers I plan to do, which I'm doing pretty decent with, but he's laying on that cross. He's laying it on thick, and it's been beautiful. It has been in its own suffering kind of way, as you know. It's like our Lord. He suffered, and it was beautiful in the end.
That is one of
those. So that's what I'm feeling right now, I'll tell you.
That was a great Catholic sentence just there.
You like that? That's why we're on a Catholic podcast,
well,
right?
I'm sure other faiths kind of think about this as well, but it's a very Catholic thing to do, to sort of embrace our suffering and really kind of welcome it in some regards. Don't get me wrong, I'd be just as happy not to have as much suffering.
Right.
But this time of year, it just kind of feels right, you know? I'll tell you that, sort of upcoming stuff in terms of, so I've had the craziest of weeks. Lent and Advent are always really busy, but for whatever reason, this particular with Lent it's just beating me to death because we have so much stuff going on in the diocese because we've gotten so good at live streaming, we've gotten so good at recording stuff, and, you know, things are starting to open up again, which I'm thrilled about. But we still want to make sure we're producing a lot of online content for people who can't make it back to church yet. And so in the Diocese of Camden, we're doing this really cool thing. We're doing a 7-day novena, or 9-day, sorry, 7-day, 9-day novena to St. Joseph.
Awesome.
Where it is awesome. And we're going to almost all of the churches in our diocese named after St. Joseph. And we're doing a 30-minute novena at each one. So we're showcasing the St. Joseph Church.
Oh,
we're talking
nice.
About the history of that church. And then we're talking about, you know, sort of St. Joseph's influence and sort of on our spirituality. And so the first 8 days are going to be a recorded, pre-recorded episodes that we're doing with some music and some prayers and scripture and reflections. And then the final day will be at the just mind-numbingly beautiful St. Joseph's Polish Church in Camden, which is easily, you know, I used to say St. Nicholas Tolentine in Atlantic City was the prettiest church in the diocese.
It is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, and I love it. But now that I've spent a little bit more time in St. Joe's Polish, it is...
I've never been.
I apologized to God for the fact that I hadn't gone there earlier because, you know...
And you work right there, right?
And I do. Yeah, I'm right in town.
Right there,
But for whatever reason, I just never... It was always intended to be a Polish apostolate church, and I am, shockingly, not Polish. So there was... It never
Same.
Occurred to me to go.
Right.
And it is just gorgeous. So the 9th day will be a live stream mass with Bishop Sullivan at the St. Joe's Polish. We actually start and end on that one. And that's also a pilgrimage site.
And we have how many churches are there named after St. Joseph? I didn't realize
there are that many. Eight. Plus we're
really?
Plus we're recording at Holy Family Church.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well,
he's kind of lumped into that.
He's part of the Holy
Family.
I don't know
sense.
If I refer to it as lumped in, but yes, he's definitely a part of the Holy Family.
Yeah.
So So that's cool. Going to be one of them as well. The only one we're not recording at is St. Joe's Pro Cathedral in Camden, just because we couldn't make the scheduling work out. It was kind of a bummer. So we're going to figure out some other way of being there.
I didn't realize that. That's
so
awesome.
March 11th to the 19th will be all of our St. Joseph's Novena.
Coming up, obviously,
ending on the Feast of St. Joseph.
Right.
And then the other thing going on in the diocese is we're doing a 3-day diocesan Lenten retreat.
I saw that on Instagram story the other day. I was like, what is this?
Apparently.
Something I'm not involved in. This is awesome.
It's a pastor from Philadelphia by the name of Chris Walsh, who's going to be leading it, Father Chris Walsh, and one of his pastoral associate. Whose name, I'm sorry to say, has just escaped my brain.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Because it is
10 now.
In fact, 10 o'clock at night. But we actually have an ad that's going to be running for it soon. But and she's in it, and she talks about what the themes of each night is going to be. But that's going to be March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at 7 p.m. on all the diocesan social media channels.
That's
so
great.
Go to Camden Diocese, whatever, and learn more about that.
That
one, actually, I think you're going to really enjoy, because he's a powerful speaker, and he comes from a really interesting parish in Philadelphia that's kind of this integrated parish, and just really, truly impressive.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, so it's a fun one. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But
good content by our diocese. Good job, Mike.
Thank you.
You and
thank you.
The whole team over there.
I can't wait for Easter when I can sleep. Because then we have live streaming of Holy Week, of course.
I'm right there with you.
I know. But before I pass out or fall asleep this evening, we're actually having a return guest, but it's a unique situation because the last time he was on, I had a different co-host.
I'm here now, yeah.
Yeah, so this time it's with you. So who do we have with us?
Yeah, so we have one of my fellow youth ministers at the diocese who happens to be exceptionally musically talented and gifted, and his name is Jeffrey Shields. So Jeffrey, welcome back, but welcome my first time.
Yeah, howdy,
interviewing you.
It's good to be here at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
we just finished Minecraft night, so
So that's a youth minister line.
Yeah. So when
people are listening, like, what is Minecraft?
I know. Yeah. If you don't know what it is, don't go look it up.
And we just finished youth group tonight here too.
I know.
Just a little while ago.
Although yours included Chick-fil-A, so I think yours might have won.
I don't know. I think
it's God's chicken.
You know, I don't like Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I know. You're gonna get so many negative comments
that
on this podcast.
And you just lost some followers.
I know.
On Instagram.
Yeah, just unsubscribe right now.
Can you find another guest in the next one?
Yeah.
I'll
pick up Jeff's part.
Yeah, you know what it is I have grown accustomed to fake food, and so Chick-fil-A is a little too real.
That's
you know what I mean?
Sad.
Like, I'm like, I don't want my fast food to taste real.
That's sad.
So.
Since you said that, I'll give one more promotion. Earlier this week, one of our YouTube channel hosts, or two of our YouTube channel hosts, decided to do a fish sandwich taste-off as part of their show, and I was invited to be a judge, and we did three fast food fish sandwiches, and the way you just described that,
Chick-fil-A was the best. Is that what you're saying?
I won't say who was a part of that. I don't want to ruin anything. But one of the fish sandwiches I had after biting into, I go, I don't know what this is. It was so devoid of taste. I was like, this, you could tell me.
I bet I can guess which one that was.
And this podcast is not brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Cows
are not a proud supporter of this message.
That's right. Yeah. Although if anyone wants to give us gift certificates to Chick-fil-A, we do accept those in lieu of a free will donation. But Jeff, thank you very much for coming back. We're very excited about this.
So we had
Jeff on a couple of years ago when it was Pete Sanchez and I doing this show.
That was a while. Yeah.
You had the honor of recording in the vault.
You lugged all that equipment up there.
That's
impressive in itself.
But we played a couple of songs and we talked a little bit about, you know, so your band is still together, right?
Still together. Okay. Yeah, we're getting, we have some changes coming up, you know, some different band members going through some life changes, people getting married, things like that. So,
they got to go and do that?
I know. How dare they? So we're still together, still playing. It's been a little difficult this last year, right? So we've done a little bit with Carrie, actually, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Diocesan Lenten retreat last year. So for the
Here we are a year later.
I can't believe it's been a whole year.
Yeah,
so it's been a pretty slow year for music, right? And for any kind of entertainment, but we've done a little bit, and you know, we have some things in plans for the spring, so maybe at the end we'll talk about those.
Yeah, and your band name is Forgotten Truth, right?
Yes, it is.
Forgotten Truth.
Yes, it is.
And where can people hear you on your different platforms?
Oh, that's a great thing. So we have a Facebook page, of course, for all the old people, including myself, right? Because, you know, none of the young people are on Facebook anymore. So that's Facebook at Forgotten Truth. And then we have a few songs up there. They're, you know, recordings that we did quite a few years ago now, so they're a little outdated, but, you know, they're there. So take them for what they are. And then we have... Instagram for the younger crowd, or those of you who have Instagram, which is if you think of Sesame Street, it's the number four. Gotten Truth, yeah.
Yes.
So
actually, just
to make it confusing. So
you're kind of you're what I lovingly refer to as a raconteur. So here you are as a youth minister and as a recording artist. I've only ever seen you as a recording artist in the sense that I've never been able to visit your youth ministry. Was that like sort of a natural evolution for you?
Oh, that's like a thing. Like, I'm so not the norm. Like, youth ministers usually have a guitar in their hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a thing.
I mean, so I've been playing guitar for a long time. So I started when I was like 12, which was some time ago now. Last year now. I look like I'm 12 now. But you can't see me. So I guess that's a good thing. No?
He is a youthful 40. I will admit that.
Yeah.
Not quite that old yet.
Poor Jeff.
Not yet. Yeah, so I started playing guitar, you know, back in high school. And it was like a homeschool co-op that we went to. And you learned, you know, a couple chords and praise and worship songs. And then I kind of went from there, and I was a part of a group called Line of Judah, which was a prayer group in the diocese for quite a few years. So some of our listeners may know of Line of Judah. So I kind of, you know, got involved with there and them, and I, you know, kind of picked up some more guitar skills from some of the talented people who were around me. And, you know, so that was really where I learned guitar, you know, a little better anyway. So I started leading music for them, and then, you know, started songwriting when I was about 16, and those songs were pretty bad, actually. No.
They were good at the time.
Yeah, some of them were okay. Actually, some of them we do still use. But yeah, a couple songs there, and then I went off and I did missionary work with Net Ministries, and there was actually where I wrote a lot of songs while I was, you know, which was crazy, you know, because I was traveling around doing retreats. If those of you aren't familiar with Net Ministries,
it's an awesome ministry.
Yeah, they travel around. They put on retreats for middle schoolers and high schoolers. And yeah, so I did that with them for 9 months. Wrote a lot of music while I was there, you know, a lot of prayer time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I don't know, been writing ever since. So it's spotty, though. Like, I write, you know, randomly. You know, it's like I wrote a lot in college, and then the last couple of years have been pretty busy. So slowly I have a few that I'm working on. So
now I'm curious. You know, I think there were two kinds of COVID lives, right? You either had the kind where you were very industrious during COVID times, or you were very busy and never got around to do anything during COVID times. Just out of curiosity, which were you?
Did a lot of new songs
come out of COVID?
No, yeah. So COVID time for me was like just trying not to lose my mind with youth ministry. So I love, I work for St. Rosalima Parish in Haddon Heights, and it's a great, great parish. So we had a pretty active youth ministry. I've been there for about 3.5 years now. So, you know, COVID hit, and we're trying to figure out how do we move all these things online and how do we use Zoom like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
You know, that craziness of that time. So it was just like, what do we do to keep a float? So it was like every week it was
Jeff,
you know,
and I had a lot of conversations during those times.
Me and Carrie were like, what are you doing?
How are you making this work? Where'd you get that from?
We were like, I'm stealing that idea.
Yeah, it was a lot of stealing.
It was a lot of stealing ideas. Yeah, I joined this this random like youth ministers group on Facebook that like I kept seeing their posts every once in a while.
Yeah,
and they're actually like, it's not like a Catholic group, it was like a Protestant one, but I went on there and I kept stealing their ideas too.
Yeah.
Some really inventive things. And then also I was like posting on their groups. Like, I'm not somebody who posts on social media, but because like I was
we all needed each other.
Yeah, I was like, I was on social media like, you know, 25 hours a day. So, you know, it was like, but I don't anymore because I still hate social media. So now I'm back to like my old ways. I'm like, oh,
I've noticed.
Carrie can attest that my youth ministry Instagram is really dead. So I got to get a young person to lead it because, I think it's
it helps.
Carrie's over there posting every day. And I'm like, we've done a couple things this month. Here's a picture. You know, so.
It's all about knowing your audience. If your audience doesn't care about social media, you don't need to be on social media.
That is true.
Oh, they care. I just
I'm just bad at it.
Yeah. So what are you gonna do? So
we all have our gifts.
Yeah, so I was just trying to stay afloat. So, but we did well. We had I have to say I'm very blessed. We've had an amazing year of youth ministry, and in some ways, you know, I think the Lord is doing a lot of work in people's hearts this year. And even though there's a lot of suffering, obviously this year, so you know, even in our own community, we've had a lot of fruit, you know, in the lives of the young people that we're serving. Mm-hmm. So it's been great. Yeah, so we transformed from a ministry that did events, a couple of events a month, that now we have like 6 or 7 small groups running every week. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy, but we got to do what we got to do, right? So
well, you also had the joy of being a recipient of COVID, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
weren't you lucky?
Oh yeah, I was okay. I had a very mild.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Glad
so
to hear that.
Some other family members that were a little worse, but luckily everybody's good. So we're in the clear now.
Awesome. Well, nice. You know what I don't want to do is we're all three of us are chatterboxes, and we can keep talking. So what I want to do is you're gonna play a couple songs for us throughout the episode today. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to do your first song now, and kind of, you know, if you want to give a little background to the song and sort of like what you were thinking about when you wrote it.
Yeah, sure. So this first song is going to be called We Are Alive, and it's interesting. Well, how about I do this? I'll play the song and then I'll talk about it, because I think it'll
like
be, because I'm not awake enough to think about the song until I'm already finished it.
Yeah, you gotta feel it.
I gotta like feel it, and then I'm like, oh, that's what it's about. So
okay.
Yeah, so this is called We Are Alive, and yeah, we'll say a little more about it at the end. So yeah, and I'm like I have an obsession with drinking water, which I suppose there's worse things to be obsessed with. So
yeah,
you're
that's a pretty good thing to do.
So I apologize for the water sounds, you know, in the microphone. So here we go. What is life and why are we living? Amidst the struggle, we are given so many precious moments, so little time. What will they say of us when we're gone? How did we live? How did we love? Did we take every moment? Did we waste any seconds? To live, to laugh, to love, to breathe, to pray, to fight, to hope, find faith in darkest days. To live, to laugh, to love, to breathe, to pray, to fight, to hope, find faith in darkest days. And tonight we are singing, and tonight we are living, and tonight we are singing for the one who gives us life. And we are alive, we are alive, we are alive. So come with your hope, and come with your love, and come with your fire, till we are alive. So take rest, O weary souls. Let strength be forged amidst our hopelessness. Our brokenness is drawn in beauty from our mess. And every joy, sorrow, and pain finds meaning in His name. The depths, the heights could radiate each moment turned to grace. To live, to laugh, to love, to breathe, to pray, to fight, to hope, find faith in darkest days. To live, to laugh, to love, to breathe, to pray, to fight, to hope, find faith in darkest days. And tonight we are singing, and tonight we are living, and tonight we are singing for the one who gives us life. And we are alive, we are alive, we are alive. So come with your hope, and come with your love, and come with your fire, till we are alive.
what it means to be alive, to fight and love for those we love, to live, laugh till we cry, and we are alive. And this is what it means to be alive, to fight the night amidst the dark, to cling to hope, no beauty in our scars, as our Father does, and we are alive. And this is what it means to be alive, to fight and love for those we love, to live, laugh till we cry, and we are alive. And this is what it means to be alive, to fight the night amidst the dark, to bring the truth of our Father's love, that our God has won. And tonight we are singing, and tonight we are living, and tonight we are singing for the one who gives us life. And tonight we are living, and tonight we are singing, and tonight we are living for the one who gives us life. And we are alive, we are alive, we are alive. So come with your hope, and come with your love, and come with your fire. And we are alive, we are alive, we are alive. So come with your hope and strength to love, and come with your fire till we are alive.
All right.
I'm sorry, I cannot hold back on the clap.
Well, of course, that's lovely. God, it's so nice. Don't just sit back and...
I feel like I have a private concert right now. I like this.
We do.
I know,
and I'm excited
do.
About
we
it.
Do.
It's
it
so
is
nice.
Exciting.
Well, it's not. There are other people here, too. They're just not here. You know?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
not get into the
okay, let's not. Yeah, I was going to say, let's...
I mean, Jesus is in the other room. There's Adoration Chapel in the other room. I didn't know if you were referencing him.
No, I'm talking about the listeners.
Yeah, that is true.
We won't
listeners,
talk,
I
we
hope
won't
you
get
enjoyed
into
that.
The philosophy of why, yeah. like, they're, if they're here, not here, what, you know,
exactly.
time and all that stuff. So.
They are getting their own private concert, just yeah. later than we are.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
But no, that's beautiful. And that, part of my favorite part of this job is actually being able to coerce people into doing this. Actually, we probably should have mentioned as well, Jeff was our house band and his sister,
quarantine.
As I recall. Not just that. When we had our 100th episode,
yeah.
they came and performed.
Oh,
and
right.
we did our,
oh,
we did,
right.
did our,
we did like a real concert.
Yeah, that's right.
That
so
like
he's been on two podcasts.
Days.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, well, here's the thing is we were supposed to do a really big 200th episode. Yeah. So I cannot wait until COVID goes away because we are going to have a coming out party.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be phenomenal. So, what was the backstory of that
oh,
song?
Oh, yeah, backstory. So I'm trying to think because, you know, it's at this point, some of these songs have been written so long ago. Some of them have like real profound backstories.
Right.
I think that song, you know, as far as like the meaning, there's a couple things that are linked to it. Like this idea that like, you know, in the world, there's so much brokenness and there's so much pain. Right. But also there's so much beauty and that really all of that is a gift. Right. You know, so like we thank the Lord for the good things and we try to thank him for the bad things, right? Yeah, and the idea that he comes into that, right, with his goodness and his grace. And like that, you know, we obviously we're in Lent right now, so like we believe that Christ was like us in all things but sin, right? So that he, you know, he has experienced suffering, right? He has experienced pain as we experience suffering pain, and so that, you know, really he walks along with us in that, and in a kind of a mystical way, right? We walk along with him, right? You know, because he has shared in all in our suffering, like he has experienced specifically our suffering in some way, right? At least the suffering of our pain of our sin, right? You know, there's another story that also too we usually share. So my sister. She knew a young gentleman, just a beautiful, beautiful soul, and his name was Joe. And I won't share his last name just because I don't know if, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we usually talk about him in our concerts, and he actually died of leukemia when he was about, he was in his 20s. And he just, he was also a youth minister. He worked in youth ministry, and she had done missionary work with him. And so we usually talk about that, you know, and this idea that the life is precious, right?
Right.
And that every moment is a gift, you know, so we want to recognize that. And I think in our world, it's really easy to get mixed up in like everything that's going on, right? Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get lost in right. our own heads and in our own chaos, right? And the you know, our interior chaos, but also the chaos of the world, because there's a lot of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we forget to live where we're at, mm-hmm. right? We forget to live in the moments that we're in. And, you know, and the grace and the grace-filled moments that the Lord wants to provide to us, even if they're bad or good, right? So just to embrace those moments, right? To live where you're at, you know? And obviously, we have to look towards the future too, but to be present, you know? And I think in this COVID time, I do think that in some ways, for some people, that has been one of the gifts that people have got, is they've realized the beauty of presence, right? Of being present to one another. And obviously we do that, you know, we could do that through social media, but we also recognize that the limits of that as well, right? Because
yes.
we all know, we are like, oh, we're so thankful we have all this social media and all these podcasts and all these, you know, these video things we're doing, and it's really good. But we see the lack in the sense of that we know it's not quite the same as being with people, right? So we've experienced the truth there, I think. So, you know, this idea that to be present to people, you know, and we can be in the same room with people and not be present to them, right? Which is a real sadness of our culture today. We do that many times, you know?
Yeah.
So to really live in the moment, to be present to the people God puts us with, and to experience the grace and the beauty of those moments, you know, whatever they might be. So, yeah, so that's
beautiful.
A little bit of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, so we were talking a little bit before you got started, and you were talking about some of the gigs that you've done in the past. Where have you performed in the past? Like, what would be some of the bigger names that we've
I actually was excited because when you played this song, I was like, I remember when he played this behind the pizza place. That little concert you did in Mulca Hill.
Oh my gosh.
At the tomato pie or something
that?
Like that.
Yeah, it was
tomato
the pie. Tomato
I love
pie.
That place.
Yeah, you know what
that's
I'm talking
great
about?
Pizza
and
there,
I was
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, when I heard this song there, I was like, I love this song. And then you played it a couple times for me. So
yeah.
there's one of them.
Yeah, so that's,
tomato pie
yeah,
too.
That was we played that's we came and helped run that event actually. It was our friend Zach Brooks, who some of us know.
Yep, we know
Zach. Shout out to Zach Brooks.
Yep.
He's awesome. So so we played it. We've played it at quite a few places. Usually our typical format right now, or at least pre-COVID, had been that we would find a church. I know, right? I have mm-hmm. a lot of contacts in the diocese or outside the diocese even. We'd find a church hall or something and say, hey, can we come into your parish and play a concert? And we usually offer like free concerts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not doing this, making a living off of this right now, you know, mm-hmm. so we have that luxury that we can, you know, provide free music to people and, you know, and share that. So we've played at, you know, at our ATCO. We've done some smaller things here for Our Lady of Peace.
Little coffee houses.
Yeah,
They've
little coffee
nice.
Houses for the young adult groups. And also, too, so Forgotten Truth is a band, but we fall under the umbrella of, we have like Forgotten Truth Ministries, we call it. So the band is kind of under that umbrella as like one, you know, that it did start as a band, but it kind of has the vision has broadened. So we also offer retreats and that kind of thing, you know, so we, you know, and kind of that fits in with the youth ministry, right? So it all kind of fits together for the Lord, you know, so with Forgotten Truth Ministries, you know, we'll play Holy Hours, right? We've done a lot of those for a lot of different parishes throughout the diocese. We've run some larger retreats, for the Scranton Charismatic Conference. We did the Wildwood Charismatic Conference a couple times, you know, mm-hmm. the youth tracks there. So we've run some retreats and things in the diocese and also outside of the diocese, you know. And the funny thing is the band, we had this thing, we were playing like three concerts a year. And so last year I was like, this is the year I'm like, I got six concerts on the books. You know, I was like, we're going to do six concerts this year.
It.
We're going to double it. You know, we were like, we're working on recording, you know, we're going to like, this is the year for Forgotten Truth. And then COVID hit. And I was like, well, you know, I guess it's not the year.
Not the year. Yeah.
So, but that's
home,
okay.
God uses it.
The Lord's timing. Right. So, so hopefully, you know, so we have a few things in the works. We have been kind of using this time to look at recording more seriously. So we have the equipment. It's just a lack of time, right? So,
yeah.
So we've had a few recording sessions, you know. So I'm not trying to get anybody's hopes up because I know there's people, good friends of mine who've been waiting for, you know, 15 years for recordings.
For the album.
For the album. So
the album gets done when the album gets
the
done.
The album gets done. That's right.
Every musician I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's about right. The, you know, just a... You talked a little bit about your foundation, right? You said you had been with Net Ministries, and you know you had done a couple of things. I'm curious, you know, do you know what where that spark came from to kind of fall into this path? You know, I think it's I think it's atypical for a lot of folks.
Music or ministry or both?
Both. But actually, honestly, ministry first.
Obviously they go hand in hand, right? Although the band it has a you know a little bit of a different spin on the ministry, I would say it's you know obviously it's a. Yeah, but so they're distinct, but together, right? So the shorter answer is the Lord dragged me into it. Yeah, that's.
I think one time you said, "I hope he's not duping me into."
Yeah. Oh, so there's
other
a,
things I remember.
Yeah. So my favorite, ministries. One of my favorite talks I ever heard about youth ministry is the youth minister started out with the beginning of I'm gonna butcher the name Habakkuk, right? One of the prophets in the Bible, and it says, "You've duped me, O Lord, and I've let myself be duped." Right.
Yep.
So that is the youth minister prayer, or at least for me and for, So I think you know it's good. I joke, but So I kind of I already forgot your question because it's 10 o'clock
at
night.
What was the spark that led you into this?
Yeah. You know, I think being involved in ministry as a young person, you know, I always had. You know, I was always Catholic, right? You know, I grew up going to religious ed and you know, called it CCD back then, right? You know,
sure.
The old days. No.
And
I think, you know, as I started to grow in the faith and mature, you know, when I was involved in different organizations like the Legionaries of Christ, you know, I went to some of their men's retreats and, you know, started hearing the stories of the saints, Jose Sanchez and, you know, and different young saints like that, and just was inspired by their stories. And so I fell in love with the church, right? I fell in love with the Lord, and I said, "Hey, Lord," and I was actually in the Legionnaires. They really taught, you know, the new evangelization in the sense of that, like, we are called to set the whole world ablaze, right? You know, St. Catherine of Siena, mm-hmm. like, that was one of their big quotes, right? If you are what you should be, you'll set the whole world ablaze. So this idea that, you know, your life is a gift and it's a gift to others and that, you know, the way that you live matters and the things that you do and that the Lord wants to do great things through you, although they might be little things, right? That they can be little things and also great, right? Doesn't mean you have to go be the Pope, right? But but that the Lord has a plan for your life and he has a way that he wants you to be his light in the world, right? So I from a young age I my heart was set on fire for evangelization, and so that, you know, that's what started me down that path towards ministry. And then I of course practically was involved in a lot of ministry, and then, you know, as a high schooler, you know, was involved in on ministry teams and things like that, you know, in Line of Judah, which I mentioned before. So you know, and then from there I went and did missionary work, and then I came back and I said, "Okay, Lord, I want to do youth ministry. You know, what do I got to do?" And so I, you know, did youth ministry for a couple years right after NET. And then there was kind of a shifting point in my life where the Lord kind of, you know, he was removing different things out of my life that I, you know, I wanted, he was testing my trust, where he basically said to me, "Look, you're in this relationship that you really want to marry this person, right? I want you to give that up. I want you to quit your job, and I want you to move to Connecticut, and I want you to go back to school." Right?
Oh my!
That's a longer story. But you know, in the middle of all that, so I did youth ministry for like 2.5 years, right? And then the Lord said, "Look, I'm just going to pull everything away, right? And I'm going to totally shift you out of what you're doing." So I spent a couple of years in Connecticut, actually, getting a bachelor's degree in philosophy and theology, and at Holy Apostles College. So, you know, and then I came back and I said, "All right, Lord, I've done all this. I've worked in all this ministry." I said, "I don't want to do ministry anymore." But the joke was on me. Yeah.
Yep.
So, cause through a series of different circumstances, which would take too long to explain here, I had gotten offered a job at a parish that I was at for a few months. And then I kind of left that job. And I said, "All right, Lord, I think I'm really done. Like I need to step away from ministry for a little while. Like, I'm like, I just want to go get a normal 9-to-5 job and like work on music." Right. And so I said, "You know, like I could consider working for like St. Rosalima in Haddon Heights, like a parish like that, you know?" And that was a dumb thing to say, because a month later that pastor called me and said, "Hey, we've never met before, but we want you to come and work for us." So I've been there ever since. So careful what you say to the Lord. So,
yeah.
Yes.
But I have to say I'm at peace where I am. Right. So, you know, the that's what I joke and I say, the Lord has dragged me in the ministry, which is really true, but you know, I'm happy about it. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful work. So.
That is wonderful.
Then that's how you know you're living in God's will, is that you have that peace and you're affecting so many other young people's lives. I mean, you're doing great work there, and working together with you, Jeff, I know I always said, I'm like, oh my gosh, my dream job would be me and Jeff at a parish or at some other place, because, you know, I just love working with you, and I think we're a lot on the same page with how we run our ministries. And
I know that'd be bad, though. We would never get anything done.
I know. Yeah. We just talk, and I would listen to your music, and that would be it.
Well, I have coworkers who will remain unnamed that, like, I will, like, not come into their office because I know, like, we get along too well, and I'm like,
ugh. Just eats up so much
I'm
time.
I'm like, if I go in there, we're going to be chatting. I mean, about ministry, too. Like, yeah. You know, so there's fruitful conversations in there too. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta put on my headphones and I'm gonna go sit in my office. But I'm like that with anybody in my office too. So my poor office mates, they have to put up with me. So.
Well, how about we do another song?
Great.
We will switch to the guitar on this one. It's always fun. What's the title of this song?
It is called Beautifully Broken. Yeah. And actually, I guess I can talk about this one a little bit beforehand. So this is one of our newest songs I would say the newest one that we play, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is the newest one we've added to, like, our live concerts. I always say that I write depressing music. I mean, which it's not depressing. It's just like a little melodramatic, right? You know, it's very melodic and, you know, so I was like, I got to try to write a happy song. And this song isn't really happy, but it's, you know, which is why I'm playing it during Lent, because it sounds happy, but it's still like, you know,
morose.
It's still realistic. Right. But it's a little bit more joy filled, but in a, you know, well, I guess you'll find out. You're going to hear it, right?
There we go.
So, it's called Beautifully Broken. And this idea that we are broken, right? But we are beautifully broken, right? That the Lord knows our brokenness and loves us through our brokenness. And then also, even through our brokenness, can then heal us and use that to be a witness to other people. So there's lots to say about brokenness. That's always been a big theme in a lot of our songs. Ever since I was young, I've always loved the idea of brokenness and how the Lord works through that, going all the way back to, like, Barlow Girls, which is, do you guys know who that is?
No.
Yeah. Well, we're talking like old school 90s rock Christian bands. Yeah. The good stuff. I don't make it like that anymore.
I'm a Jarja Clay fan. Yeah. Oh, does that mean anything to you?
Not quite that old, though.
Hey!
No, I'm just playing. I know.
Right, Barlow Girls it is.
Barlow Girls it is. So, anyway, Beautifully Broken.
Touch this soul filled with brokenness. Oh, let your grace make whole. And love move all around, 'cause where sin begins is where your grace is found. 'Cause we're beautifully broken, masterfully woven, with your light in our hearts, your grace in our souls. So I'll sing in the darkness, I'll dance in the shadows, 'cause your love awakens a fire in my soul. Your grace make whole. Love move all around, 'cause where sin begins is where your grace is found. 'Cause we're beautifully broken, masterfully woven, with your light in our hearts, your grace in our souls. So I'll sing in the darkness, I'll dance in the shadows, 'cause your love awakens a fire in my soul. Let us find your light, 'cause broken, masterfully woven, with your light in our hearts, your grace in our souls. So I'll sing in the darkness, I'll dance in the shadows, 'cause your love awakens a fire in my soul.
It almost, almost had a Matt Maher inspiration feel to it.
Yeah, I would say that one's.
Are you a fan of his? Or?
I like Matt Maher. Yeah. I would say I am not like I don't know all of his works,
right.
But many of his songs I love.
The well-known ones for sure.
Yeah, but he's been around for so long. He has a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I went to one of his concerts and I was like, I don't know half these songs. So
yeah, he
I was
does.
Like, apparently, I know less Matt Maher than I think.
Yeah, so. But nothing like a good Catholic artist like yourself to be out there.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about some of your influences early on. I know you're old school and a 90s kid like the rest of us. I'm an 80s kid. But current day music. I know Matt Maher is always the name everybody thinks about. But are there interesting acts that are out there now that maybe are less known?
I don't know that are less known, but I would say one of my favorite bands, and I think even as a band when we play for King and Country is definitely they're just
it's one of my faves too.
You know, they're if you're not familiar with King and Country, go look them up.
They're great.
Awesome.
Great messages.
I love particularly their second album it's one of my favorite albums of all time. So, but also they're so theatrical. And in my family, we are people who like to do things very theatrically. So even when we play our concerts, right, we'll come with all these lamps and we set up all these tables and lights and candles and we want things to be cool. We want to, atmosphere is really important.
The aesthetic,
in certain ways. The aesthetic, right? So, for King and Country, they really capture that in a really, and obviously they have a lot more money than we do, so. They have a lot better equipment, so they can do these really cool light shows and things. So I would say that's definitely more recently, even We Are Alive, I would say falls more in the feel of some of their kind of, kind of music, more like alternative. But also I love, I don't know if I can say influences, but I love David Crowder, he has the David Crowder Band, which is his original band, and now he's Crowder Music. And then, back in the older days, I was influenced, some of my earlier songs, they definitely, even though they're acoustic, they have a little bit more of that kind of acoustic rock sound, because I was listening to kind of these, 90s rock bands, a little edgy and whatever. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, so I'm listening to music, and my wife is more of a Christian music listener than I am. As we all know, I only listen to podcasts morning, noon, and night. And that is the truth. So I don't hear a lot of music coming through. Though there is a really good podcast by the name of Song Exploder, which is a really great podcast to listen to. And it's actually now a Netflix special. And it's this guy that goes and talks to musicians and really breaks down lyric to lyric about how they're created. So I do encourage people to listen to that.
That's pretty cool.
Listen to that podcast, but I will admit that when I'm podcast out, I'll throw on my music and it's all 80s and 90s stuff. So, but that's what I like is like
it has a little feel, a little 90s feel. Like I felt it.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes I listen. All music is personal preference, but sometimes I think sometimes some Christian songs get a little preachy and forget to sound good too. I've never been a big fan of lyrics, but I love a good beat, a good, good riffs, good runs. And everything that Jeff's played so far is right in my world. But it also helps that, are we all Gen Xers right now? Or are you, you're not a millennial, right?
I'm right on the border.
Zennial type?
Yeah.
You were born in
91.
91.
So I think technically I'm a millennial.
I think, you're a millennial.
I'm 82.
You're a Gen Xer.
No, Carrie, you can come in our club.
Yeah. I've heard that millennials can go as early as 1980 as the cutoff, so I just want to put that out there.
Our friend John Kalitz is... tried to convince me that the 80 to 83 is called a Zennial, to which I said,
I'm in the Zennial.
That's a Gen Xer, as far as I've got. There's no such thing as a Zennial.
I should know. I literally listen to speaking of podcasts, that's a new thing for me. I just started listening to podcasts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
I know. It's a dangerous club. Yeah, but I just listened to a podcast about that yesterday, and I don't remember. So,
you could have cleared the air.
That's the downside to podcasts, is I listen to so many. Sometimes I don't get the facts
runs
right.
It together. And, yeah.
You don't quite remember.
I won't say. That is not my area of expertise.
So we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and I do want to get one more song in because Jeff's stuff is so good.
Yeah, just so good. Yeah.
I do want to talk about the future a little bit. And, you know, you... First of all, I want to see you playing concerts. Carrie, I can't figure out a scenario where we wouldn't at some point do a live-streamed concert with Jeff in it at some point.
I'm ready.
I mean, you and I are both live-stream professionals at this point, so we know how to do these things correctly.
You guys got the fancy equipment.
That's right. So I think we're going to have to figure out some way of making that happen.
Yeah.
About, like, Divine Mercy Sunday or something. I'm trying to think post Easter because you said you're busy until.
I was thinking warmer, but
An outdoor summer concert.
Yeah. So I think we're looking at doing a summer concert, and I was gonna see if you guys wanted to come out and live stream.
Well,
so
there it is.
This would be
date?
No date yet.
Okay.
COVID restrictions pending.
That is true. Let's get some more lifted.
I actually have a few
lifted.
Contacts. I'm reaching out to see if we can do a drive-in movie, which we did before when things were a little less restricted. But
nice.
If I get to go ahead on that, then that kind of opens some doors for live concerts too.
So, I'd love that actually.
Yeah. So we'll see. So
we'll
hopefully in the spring. Yeah. So that's our first thing on our radar as a band is in the spring. We're looking at doing definitely an outdoor concert. You know, either like a drive-in or
some
know,
people just
like
bring
that.
Blankets and
yeah,
sit down
yeah, yeah.
And watch
so you know, we'll get our sound equipment, which is broken, and no.
that is the thing that I've missed most during quarantine has been live music, like either concerts or going to a restaurant and having live music there.
Yeah.
I'm not a much of a country guy, but if I go into a bar and there's a country band playing, I am so happy.
Live music just has all the feels. It's great.
Yeah. Even mediocre live music is great. So,
I agree, yeah. And I'm not a huge music person nor music connoisseur, but when you hear live music, it just does something and it touches
it's
your
different.
It really does.
Your soul in a different way. You're like, this is good.
Yeah. Although, you know, you said something earlier about how you are dissimilar to most youth ministers.
Yes. Jeff, back me up.
I'm going to disagree with you. It's just that your outlet is different. You're as artistic as any musician I've ever met, but you know, whether it's graphics or
it's,
entertainment
it's
or something
more on
like
that,
that
end
just
of the spectrum.
Maybe you can't carry a tune.
No,
but,
I can't even sing. Like we're like have like when we have a holy hour and like, all right, we're gonna sing O Solitaris. Who's gonna lead us? And not me.
Oh, it's not that.
Who wants
bad,
to do yeah. it? That's, it's awful. But
everyone is gifted in different ways.
They are
right.
That's right.
So the Lord gives.
The Lord gave me the gift of sarcasm.
There it is.
That's,
right.
That's all I have.
And I have the gift of laziness.
That's another good gift, I guess.
That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right?
No. Maybe a fruit?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Well, let's not deprive the listeners. Let's do one more song.
Yeah. All right.
And
we're going back to piano, right?
Yeah, we're going back to piano. And for this one, since it's Lent, I'm going to end with the most solemn, depressing song I have. No, I'm just...
Perfect.
Now that this is actually, it's weird to say that I have a favorite songs, but I think I do in the sense of like these songs, you know, like I write them, of course, but sometimes it's the Lord who really, it's like, I feel like I should write about this thing. And it's clearly the Holy Spirit, you know, who's, you know, giving the words, cause I could never write something that's that whatever. So, this song I just love because it's really gritty. And also too, as like an artist, as we were saying before, like, I there's a struggle there between the balance of like, you know, when you're writing songs about God, right? Of you want to express the truth, but in a way that's very beautiful. And it can be, it's hard to not like be cheesy when you're doing that. Like it's actually very challenging mm-hmm. to do that, to write, you know, to say that, you know, to talk about Jesus in a song and not make it sound like, you know, it's for little kids or something, you know,
yeah.
Like Shine Jesus Shine, which is a great song. But you know, if I was over here on the podcast playing Shine Jesus Shine, maybe we should just do that. No, I'll end with that song.
No. Remember, you don't want them to hear me sing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Carrie's going to lead us in. No. So that's the balance that I try to find when I'm writing is, you know, to, you know, try to present these truths of the faith and maybe try to get a little bit deeper into the heart. So this song, is called Through the Fire, and it's one of my favorite because I think, you know, in life we do wrestle a lot and we wrestle with a lot, and once again the Lord comes into that with his beauty and his goodness. So as you can see, we have a kind of a theme that runs throughout all of our music, this idea that, and that's why we call ourselves Forgotten Truth. Really, it's this idea that the Lord's truth comes into the chaos of our lives, right, and illuminates the lies, and it illuminates you know, it illuminates the sin in our lives, you know, and shows us where we need to change and all those kinds of things. So when we let the Lord's light in, right, and he illuminates us, right, you know, and he sees us and we allow him to see us, right, we see all the ways that we're broken, we see all the ways that we're beautiful, and then we see all the ways that his love and mercy comes into that. So and also he gives us his grace to wrestle through. So I'll stop talking because otherwise we're going to go over our time here, and I want to play you guys a song. So this is called Through the Fire.
From the day that we are born, we have entered in this war, and the scars our hearts they hold show the strength that we have forged. Through the fire, through the rain, every joy and every pain, we carry on. Fight the lies that claim our hearts. We battle fears that cripple us. We cling to sins that lessen love and make us less than who we are. So Father, meet us in this place amidst our fears and weariness. For it is only by your grace we carry on. And we won't stop fighting till our hearts stop beating. We will fight for hope with every breath we're breathing. And we won't stop fighting till our hearts stop beating. We will cling to love with every breath we're breathing. So weary soldier, soldier on, for this is not our home, and in this wayward land we walk. Oh, our enemies are strong. So with our weapons in our hands and a fire in our bones, we wander through this wilderness. There are better things to come. And we won't stop fighting till our hearts stop beating. We will fight for truth with every breath we're breathing. And we won't stop fighting till our hearts stop beating. We will cling to love with every breath we're breathing. And truth and beauty, good and holy, transcendent, oh God of grace, light of heaven, Lord of glory, meet us here within this place. And truth and beauty, good and holy, transcendent, oh God of grace, fight until our hearts stop beating. We will fight for truth with every breath we're breathing. And we won't stop fighting till our hearts stop beating. We will cling to love with every breath we're breathing. And from the day that we are born, we have entered in this war, and the scars our hearts they hold show the strength that we have forged. Through the fire, through the rain, every joy and every pain, we carry on, on, on. We fight the lies that claim our hearts, we battle fears that cripple us, we cling to sins that lessen love and make us less than who we are. So Father, meet us in this place, amidst our fears and weariness, for it is only by your grace we carry on, we carry on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jeff Shields from Forgotten Truth. Jeff, thank you very
thank
much for
you,
being
Jeff.
On the podcast.
That was amazing.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in. Carrie, thanks for setting this up. And we will talk to you all next week. Have a great week, everybody.
God bless.